from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, December 7th. Coming up, it's been 2 months since Illinois' eviction moratorium, put in place at the very beginning of the pandemic, finally expired. We'll find out how that's affecting some central Illinois renters and landlords in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A three-judge panel in Chicago today is set to hear arguments over whether the court should change the legislative maps crafted by Democrats who control the General Assembly. Hannah Meisel has more.
Between months of hearings, a legislative do-over, and extended legal wrangling, Illinois' once-in-a-decade redistricting process colored nearly everything else lawmakers did this year. Changing political boundaries after a census is always hyperpartisan, but the real legal fight in court Tuesday is whether Latinos, who tend to vote Democratic, will have their voting power diluted under the Democrats' maps for the state House and Senate. The 2020 census showed Latino communities growing everywhere, both in Illinois and around the country. But groups focused on Latino voting rights say Democrats didn't draw enough districts where Latino voters could have influence. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Urbana officials say roadside cameras that track the license plates of passing cars are off the table as a solution to gun violence in the city. A local black advocacy group called the Ubuntu Project was among those leading the opposition. Augustus Wood is an organizer for the Ubuntu Project and a professor in the School of Labor and Employment Relations at the University of Illinois. He says the organization wants to address many big local issues.
Looking at other ways to improve black neighborhoods in Champaign, things that the city and the county haven't gotten around to yet, that the people want to improve their lives.
Wood says the Ubuntu Project holds weekly meetings and hopes to keep the conversation going. For more information, you can visit their Facebook page. The first pandemic-era standardized test results are out. Student achievement dropped all over Illinois, and COVID-related stress seems to play a role. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Before the pandemic, about 1 in 3 Champaign Unit 4 students tested at their grade level for language arts in the Illinois Assessment of Readiness. Last spring, that percentage dropped to 1 in 4. Unit 4 fifth grade teacher Kim Tate sees pandemic stress as one cause of the test score decline.
There is that element of, I have other priorities and concerns and even trauma, because I have students currently who have lost a family member, a parent.
Tate thinks some students likely made careless mistakes. Others really are missing key skills they would normally have learned. She believes teachers can fill those skill gaps. Statewide, language arts test scores among 3rd through 8th graders dropped by 19%. The decline was greater in Champaign at 24%. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team was a winner at Iowa last night by a score of 87-83. Jacob Grandison and Alonzo Plummer led Illinois with 21 points apiece. The Illini improved to 7-2 overall and 2-0 in the Big Ten. They'll face 11th-ranked Arizona at home on Saturday. Still to come, we'll learn how some central Illinois tenants are faring now that the eviction moratorium has expired in the state. We'll get that story from Caroline Kobzanski coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's been 2 months since Illinois' eviction moratorium, put in place at the very beginning of the pandemic, finally expired. Since then, tenants who got behind on their rent during the moratorium have met a variety of outcomes, ranging from the settlement of debt thanks to emergency rental assistance to facing this upcoming winter without a place to call home. Caroline Kobzanski has more.
Kenedra Banks spends Friday mornings behind a rainbow of pamphlets at a small table on the 6th floor of the Sangamon County Courthouse in Springfield. It's not in her official job description, but she spends a lot of time giving directions to people walking by. Sometimes they're looking for the bathroom or a service on a different floor, but usually she points them to Room 6C, Evictions Court.
They are confused about why they're being evicted or how it's come to this point.
Banks works with Land of Lincoln Legal Aid, which provides guidance, free of charge, to people facing a range of issues, including eviction. And since Illinois' eviction moratorium expired in early October, Banks has given out a lot more pamphlets. At about 10:30 in the morning on a recent Friday, there were almost 30 people waiting for their case to be heard in courtroom 6C. One of them was Kimberly Harris, who lives in Springfield. Harris says she thought she was in the clear after she and her landlord both applied for rental relief and got it earlier this year.
I should be current as to December, possibly January 1st. Was surprised when I got this notice, and then I did some research and found that the landlord stated that my rent was higher than what it was.
Harris later found out her landlord also only applied for 5 months' worth of aid when she was behind on a year of rent. Since last year, Illinois has set aside $835 million of federal coronavirus relief funds for rental assistance. As of late October, it had distributed $505 million worth of rental aid. And with 6% of Illinoisans still jobless after nearly 2 years of the pandemic, eviction notices are beginning to hit doors. Harris's landlord has stopped answering her calls, and she's worried about what comes next.
I don't have nowhere to go. I don't have no family around here, and my health to move myself would be detrimental.
Unlike Harris, Brianna Flores of Springfield's East Side didn't apply for any COVID rental relief. Though she works in food service and is having a hard time getting enough hours to put rent money together, Flores didn't think she was eligible for the money.
As soon as I found out about it, it was past the deadline, and I didn't even know that that was an option.
Flores is only behind on a month of rent, but she says her landlord has been trying to get her to leave her apartment for a while now. If she is evicted, she'll have to go back to Fort Worth, Texas, where her parents live. Also present at eviction court that morning is Land of Lincoln legal aid attorney Kevin Sheehan. Sheehan is processing more eviction cases than he has at any point in his career. He hopes most of his clients will be able to stay in their homes, especially as winter approaches.
I'm hopeful that the rental assistance program will help those evictions and help people stay in their homes. But it also requires, you know, landlords to be receptive of this too. And they've had a difficult year as well.
Tony Nudo of Springfield is one of those landlords. He says some tenants exploited the eviction moratorium and stopped paying their rent, even if they didn't suffer loss of income during the pandemic.
They were in the property probably 6 months before the moratorium. And when the moratorium came along, they immediately quit paying the rent.
Nudo says he's heard many similar stories from his peers. Though he thinks the state could have done a better job administering its rental assistance program, Nudo and a dozen of his tenants have successfully applied for aid. As a result, they'll stay in their homes instead of Nudo taking them to evictions court. But not everyone's that lucky. For renters who do get evicted, Amy Voiles of Mercy Communities in Springfield says there's still help available. Mercy runs a range of supportive housing programs, but throughout most of the pandemic, Voiles says the interest in the aid was actually pretty low.
People would call and ask questions, and we'd invite them to the interview, and people wouldn't show up.
But in the 2 months since the eviction moratorium expired, Voiles says requests for housing help have rebounded. And on the sixth floor of the courthouse, Kenedra Banks is busier than she's been in a while, too. She ended that Friday morning with 6 callbacks to make. The most she's ever gotten is 7. I'm Caroline Kubzanski.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies today with a chance of flurries and a high of 28 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Justin Malone, Emily Hayes, and Caroline Kubzanski. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.